Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sharon from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon, and we want to share some great stories with you.
That's right. They could be funny, they could be emotional, they could be touching, they could be absolutely crazy. All of them, great stories that we're happy to share with you right now.
The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Number five.
I like big butts. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You want a girl who's can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get... Oh my God, Emma, you're laughing.
Favorite scene from Friends, Sir Mix-a-Lot probably appreciates that version of I Like Big Butts. But listen, it's 2016, people. We can't talk about a person's butt, or we shouldn't.
We shouldn't be. Not in the workplace.
Even to complicate.
Especially.
Not even to compliment it.
There is a woman who works as a waitress in a restaurant and a bar called Scotty's Brew House, and it's in Southport, Indiana. And just recently, the managers held an award ceremony for the 50 employees, and people won things like best bartender and best server, and this woman got best butt. And they called her on stage to give her the award and told her to turn around so everybody can see you and take pictures of your award-winning button. Ooh, wait a minute.
Didn't go over well.
Not at all. She was not happy. She said, I feel like I'm more than a butt. I feel like I'm smart. I'm going to school. And the owners of the bar say, look, the awards weren't our idea. It was something the managers did on their own. We don't want any part of it. And this woman's like, you know, I just feel a little bit objectified, and I don't blame her. This is not Mad Men. We are not in 1950
where you
can smack the secretary on the butt as she walks by and do it. It's 2016. You can't be doing all that stuff anymore. And no, we don't have a picture to put on our Facebook page. I know some of you men out there are thinking, hey, we want to see her butt. No,
sure
we
that?
Don't
I
have
we were
that.
Post
no,
that.
We do not have that.
All right.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. All these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
So this 18-year-old from Arkansas named Derek Thomas was in court last week because he was arrested for indecent exposure for lying on a sidewalk naked.
Mm.
You know, if you're going to lay down, you might as well lay down naked. It's more comfortable. I mean, maybe it was probably hot in Arkansas, and the sidewalk was maybe a little cooler than the temperature outside. I'm trying to come up with some excuses.
It's funny because I was thinking the time of year too. Maybe it was a little bit. Maybe it was chilly out, but there was some residual heat in there. Who knows? You can't think of a good reason to be lying on the sidewalk naked. But apparently one indecent exposure charge just wasn't enough for young Mr. Derek Thomas, because after he got back out of court, he quickly whipped off his shirt, pulled down his pants, ran back into the courtroom and yelled, "Court is back in session!" So, like, can you imagine? Like, what? You're in there. Oh, my God. A cop tackled him, took him to a holding cell. That's got to be one of the worst things about... Well, it's not one of the worst things about being a cop, but it's got to be one of the more unpleasant things about being a cop is having to tackle a naked person, right?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Took him off to a holding cell, and he was hit with new charges for indecent exposure and a bunch of other things. So why did he do it? Because this is what we... Why did he do it? Well, apparently, 18-year-old Derek Thomas from Jonesboro, Arkansas, said it was for his legacy.
His legacy.
He told
wow.
the cops, they'll put this on my tombstone, that I was the one that was naked in the courtroom.
Yeah, for about 10 seconds on a story like this, and then nobody will remember your name. Dream big, kiddo. Dream big.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
The other side of the news.
Love sharing stories with you with a happy ending where somebody has really kind of got above and beyond and paid it forward.
Oh, that kind of happy ending. Oh, sorry. I thought I went in a different direction there for a sec. What?
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
What?
No.
Why you do you do that?
I like things with a happy ending. And I thought, oh, yeah, I do too. And
Okay. So let me introduce you to Matt White. Matt was at a grocery store in Memphis earlier this month. He met a 16-year-old kid. His name was Chauncey Black. Chauncey offered to carry this guy's bags to the car if he bought him some donuts because he was hungry. So Matt started talking to him, found out that his mom was disabled, ended up buying him not only the donuts, but a week's worth of groceries. Then he drove the kid home, met his mom, and saw this, you know, run-down, debilitated place they were living in. And they were so strapped for cash that Chauncey hadn't received new clothes in about 3 years. But the amazing thing was this kid was getting straight A's, and he's been trying to get a job to help out.
Oh.
Now, check out what this Matt guy has done on Facebook and the GoFundMe page.
This is just such a great thing. So Matt posted about the story on Facebook, and he set up a GoFundMe page to raise $250 for a lawnmower so that Chauncey would have a part-time job. He could go and make money mowing lawns over the summer. And in 2 weeks, this $250 goal, people have donated over $270,000.
Oh, my God.
Right? Apparently, Matt's got a lead on a new house for them, and they're staying in a hotel for now, but they've already got a bunch of new clothes and other stuff that people have donated. And if you want to donate, just search for Chauncey's Chance on GoFundMe.com. But Matt hopes that other people who hear about the story remember, actually, there's a lot of other families out there who also need a hand up, but Wow.
Fantastic.
Hats off to both of those fellows. That's just such a great story.
Yeah. Thanks to Matt White. He's our hero of the week this
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely. Thank goodness for a happy ending.
Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
You know, when you have little kids, and I did this with my kids, you're teaching them about animals, about the noises they make, some of the books you read, you know, have the interactive thing, what does a pig say, you know,
oink, oink, oink,
little puppy say, woof, 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 you know, things like that, and of course, what does the fox say?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you how many times I had to listen to that song over and over again.
Loved that song. I loved that song.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
there's a rather clever little golden retriever who does this great impression of a cow mooing. And while he's wearing this rather adorable cow costume, have a listen to this little golden retriever.
What's a cow say?
That's amazing.
That's a tune again. I want to play it again. Hang on.
Sure.
What's a cow say?
It's instantaneous, too. He knows exactly what he's doing and what the command is. And the owners have dressed this poor dog in a cow outfit. I mean, that's where it gets embarrassing.
I know. We've put it up on our Facebook page so you can have a look. But it's rather adorable. Hearing a golden retriever mooing, I think that's just lovely.
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
I don't know what's going on in your country of Australia, Sharon, but some of the strangest stories we've heard the last couple of months. This Australian woman woke up to a 17-foot python in her bedroom.
Right.
Which, that's not the weird part. She thinks the thing's been in her house for over a decade.
Right. How do you live with something like that? If that were in my house, it'd be there for 5 minutes and then out, off you go. There's not room in here for me and a 17-foot python, although 10 years ago it might not have been quite that big. This chick, she lives in Mission Beach, Queensland, and she said she woke up and she found this python, which she called Monty. Of course you do. stretched from her living room to her bedroom.
Oh, my God. How did you not notice this size of snake in your house?
Just look across the room, wherever you are, or your car, or the street, or wherever you are right now, and imagine 17 feet. That's a long way. I'm looking across the studio here. It'd be halfway down the hallway, right?
Oh, easily.
17 feet. Oh, my God. Anyways, this chick, she had a friend visiting her house years ago and said, hey, you know, there's a snake in your house, right? And she's like, oh, yeah, whatever. And so she thinks that Monty might have actually been living in the roof for the last 10 years. And Monty's not the slickest of animals. He's a bit clumsy. He kind of knocked over a lamp and turned on a light before a snake catcher arrived at the home. She finally decided enough was enough, I suppose. And he used a pair of tongs. I love that. What do you got lying around here? A pair of barbecue tongs to get the python to coil around his arm, right?
Wow. At least she knows that her cats weren't running away. She can explain.
No, you did not. Oh, that's terrible.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.